Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is Najee E. Brown, your host, and we thank you for your support and participation. Hope for Today is an outreach program of Yield to the King Ministry, and our hope and prayer for our listening audience all over the world is that you hear something that is encouraging, life-altering, or prompting you to study the Word of God. We welcome your comments anytime, and you can reach us through our website at yieldtothekingministry.org. Well, welcome to today's episode entitled A Prayer of Thanksgiving. On November 30th, we celebrated the first Sunday of the season of Advent at church. And Advent will last for four Sundays in December. But before we talk about Advent at another time, I want to reflect on last week, particularly Thanksgiving Day. So let me just read the promotional material to lay the foundation for what God has placed on my heart for today's episode. We just celebrated Thanksgiving Day, which for many had a very different look and feel. Because of COVID-19, it was recommended that families in separate households not fellowship together. It was strongly suggested that if traveling plans were being made, to do so by automobile. People exercise wisdom and sheltered in while trying to make the best of a grim situation. I know of many people who reluctantly spent Thanksgiving Day alone. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you." No matter what the circumstances, we are to give thanks. Why? Because God provides, He protects, He delivers, He heals, and He is the giver of salvation. He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die for the sins of the world. I serve on the prayer line for my church, and every Sunday a group of people will get together via Zoom and pray. We pray for one another first to make sure that our hearts aren't burdened and that we can intercede for others and be free of any sort of anxiety or anxious issues that could be, you know, first and forefront in our minds. Then we pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray for our nation, communities. We invite the visitation of the manifested glory of God to come upon us and to be in our presence. We continue in prayer for our pastor and his family, our church staff, and our entire congregation, that they would be in harmony and they would be fruitful. We pray for our finances and technology, and particularly technology, since there are many, many people who are not attending our worship service in the church building. So they're relying on Facebook and YouTube streaming, and sometimes the technology doesn't work as it should. I so enjoy this hour and a half on Sunday evenings. I look forward to the prayer and seeing how God is moving and working in and through our lives. He answers our prayers. So God has placed on my heart that for everything that the world has been going through during the year 2020, much prayer is needed. As the year comes to a close, what are our expectations of God for the new year, 2021? I know this for certain. No matter what tomorrow brings, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is still on the throne. His word is true. His promises are true. And we can depend on Him because God never fails. So today, I'm going to pray. And essentially, that will be the episode for today's podcast. I'm going to follow the ACTS model of prayer. The A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. T stands for thanksgiving. And S stands for supplication. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up your name on high. Your name is above all names. You alone are God, the Sovereign One. There is none like you. Thou art the great Jehovah. We stand on your word and your promises that are spoken in Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord preserves you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Heavenly Father, we stand on your promises because of who you are. Lord, you promise that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We stand before you, O God, confessing our sins individually and collectively, knowing in our hearts that we have not done what is right in your sight. Your word says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We are your people who are called by your name. We acknowledge, O God, that we need to humble ourselves and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. We are petitioning you to hear our cry from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our nation. Most kind and gracious Father, we give thanks for your provisions, your healing, your protection, and most of all, your gift of salvation. You sent your only begotten Son to die for our sins. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We are redeemed by his precious blood and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Your word says in Psalm 107, verses 1 through 2, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. In everything we give thanks. But this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. No matter the circumstances, good or not so good, we will find contentment as we trust you along the way. We will serve you with gladness and lift our voices with songs of praise. Almighty God, we present our supplications before thee. I ask that your manifested glory saturates the lives of believers in the body of Christ all over the world. Show up, O God, that your presence is felt, seen, and heard. We ask that you bless our nation. Heal our land, O God. We petition you for our families and marriages. Strengthen the family nucleus. Let the men, women, teens, and youth fulfill their God-given roles within the family, within our communities, within our schools, workplaces, in local government, and wherever else you might place your people. I pray their witness and testimonies would be honoring to you. Let there be peace, unity, and harmony in our homes, communities, and churches. Lord, we expect a breakthrough for people who are faced with hardship. bless their finances, open doors for employment, provide needed food, shelter, and clothing during these upcoming months. Heavenly Father, above all, we pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray that your people may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their soul prospers. Heal their bodies from sickness and disease and disorders. We ask for restoration for those who are weak. Revive those who are dying spiritually. Deliver those who are caught up in strongholds and substance use. All who are oppressed and suppressed by those spirits that are not of you, the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of disbelief, the spirit of doubt. For God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Let us go forth boldly and confidently with peace that comes from Jesus, that Jesus has left us, peace that is given to us, but not as the world gives. Jesus tells us not to let our hearts be troubled, neither let our hearts be afraid. Oh, Father God, we give thanks for the victorious life we have in Christ Jesus. We know that your steadfast love never ceases and your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen. Well, saints, that's it. I hope you've been encouraged. I hope this is a prompting to just really, really become more intentional and deliberate with your prayer life. There is power in prayer collectively, individually. Much can be accomplished when we go to God and just petition him and give thanks and adore him and confess our sins. So I am thankful. I am very thankful for all things. I'm thankful for the last Thanksgiving last week that was different and sort of weird. But I'm also thankful that I have much to expect from God in the days and the months and the years to come. With that, I just want to say may God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. God bless you.